Yan Daf Membeis Amad Aleph. Let us just start from the memory of Shmuel. Shmuel holds that the Poradume is Koshay de Shchites Zo. So the Gemara asks Akashe, Lishmuel da Oma Porai Psula, according to Shmuel, that Porai is Psula, Parko in Godel is Posel. Maishna Porai Dersiv Arin Vechuke, Poranami Oksiv Aloza Vechuke. So why isn't Shchites Aloza Ma'ake? So the Gemara answers, Shani Hosom Dersiv Vishochat Oiso Lefonok, There's enough in the Pasuk that says that it is not necessary for a lozer to shecht. V'Rav, what does Rav do with this Pasuk? Shelo yasiach daitoi mimeno. Rav learns pshat, v'shochat oiso is going on a lozer. Lefonov means he should not be Messiah das, b'shas shchite, he should not be oisik with a different maloche. He has to have his full concentration on the maise shchite. Ushmur shle yasiach daita imeno, le hada shmur no this aloche, nafkele mi vesoref es apora le'eno. So that means that the Shmuel learns Besorev es aporev la'enov means that a lozer is soirev the pore. And la'enov means that he shouldn't be Messiah das from the Maises Reife. So according to Shmuel, we learn out from Besorev. The Rav, so now we have a kasha and Rav, so why doesn't he also learn out from Besorev? Chad b'shchite v'chad b'sreife. Fakert, there are two different sukkim. One pasuk is telling us that the by the shchita there's a psul of hesek hadas, and one pasuk is telling us by the shreifas part is a psul of hesek hadas. So tzriche, and we need both psukim. You can't learn out one from the other. Because of achmona b'shchita, if I would only have the pasuk by shchita, shum de tchilas avoidi, this is the beginning of the avoidi, so there the Torah pasuk hesek hadas. Avol shreife eimo loy. But Sreife, there's no psul of Hesach Hadas. Sreife, therefore, you need a pasuk by Sreife. Because the Brachmona be Sreife, if I, the Torah would only write by Sreife, there's a psul of Hesach Hadas. Mishum dahashtu the miskashra pora. Because with the Sreife, that brings the tachlis of the pora. The tachlis of the pora is to make Eifer. So Sreife, that is a psul of Hesach Hadas. Avo Shchita, Eim Aloi. Tzriche. So therefore, I need these two psukim to tell us that Tzai by Shchita and Tzai by Sreife is a psul of Hesach Hadas. But again, that we have here from the Gemara, it seems as follows. Soref Hesaporo is Ziche going on Alozo. And the La'inov means to tell us that there's a psul of Hesach Hadas. V'shochat Oysa Lefonov, here we have a machloikis Rav Shmuel. Rav learns V'shochat Oysa is going alozo, and Lefonov is telling us that by Shchita there's also psul of Hesach Hadas. According to Shmuel, V'shochat Oysa is going on Azor, Shochet, Lifne, alozo. So now the Gemara asks, Lemutei Mai, if we have psukim that says that by Shchita there's a psul Hesach Hadas. By Sreifa there's a psul Hesach Hadas. Limutei Mai, in what avoidance there's no psul of Hesach Hadas? Ileime limutei asifas aforom. If you say it's coming to be memayit. That barasifa seifer, umilimayim vikidush. That these three pu'ulis is no psul of Hesach Hadas. L'mishmeres l'mein nidoksiv. It says in the posik, we'll learn after l'mishmeres, that all these three inyonim, asifa se'efa, miloy and kiddush, need Bishmeres. And that means that there's a psula pesach hadas. Elele mu'utei ashlochas eitz erez ve'ezoiv ushni telas. We are memayit the ashlochas eitz erez ve'ezoiv ushni telas, that there the halacha is that the lav gufa de poraninu, since these are avoidis which are not done in the gufa porim, so here there's no psul of hesach hadas. Now let us see Tosfos. Limiutei mai. Ilema limiutei asifa safora. Afros amemela, so the Gemara says that's not true. It says limishmeres. So Mishmeres is coming to tell us that there also there's a psul of hesach hadas. Taimoli. Mai koma limiutei mai. Why do you have to say that it's memayit something? Chi choivahu sheyeshli lemayit. I have to be memayit something. Akert, it says. It says here, I need a posik by shchita. I couldn't learn out, because I couldn't learn out shchita from shchita. I couldn't learn out shchita from shchita. So I have a posik. Now, I'll learn out all other avoid. This is also psul of hesach hadas. Why do you have to be memayit? Belekel the meimu shem dahave shchita shreifa shnei ksuv maboim ke'echod vein melamdim. We'll say it shnei ksuv maboim ke'echod vein melamdim. The other rabbi. Einam boim ke'echod. It's not boim ke'echod. Do mitzrach tzrichi. Shnei ksuv maboim ke'echod means if there is no reason why the Torah wrote the two psukim, so then we say, why did the Torah write to tell us Davke in these cases the halacha is azoi, but in any other case the halacha is not like that? So that is if we could learn out one from the other, and the Torah wrote both, so that's a gilui. You don't make a mamatzino. But if you need each pasuk bazunder, so memeli don nevshnei ksuma boim kechot safrek tachtaisvis. So mehechi teishi, should we say that there's a psul of hesach hadas? V'nire da'al kochoch hesach hadas loy posul bekulu. That hesach hadas does not passel by all the avoiders. The posul bekulu ma'itzach lemichtev b'shchite u'b'shreife loyosem me'adodi. There's a svore that shchite z'adifim, the trile, or this is the gemar. Lichtve gabesifa safro, oi mili meimeho, oi beachas min ashar sheinam tchiles avoide, uloi avoide dahashtu de miskash repora. Why does it say by the most choshive avoides, here there's a psul of hesach hadas? Let it say by a not such a choshive avoide. V'neisi kulu, v'nigmer mino, and we'll learn out all the other avoiders from this avoid. Lemai hilches kosvei betalti. So why did the Torah write after by choshev avoiders? Sheyesh bechol chod milse dechshivuse. Al shma mino betakert it's a miut. Lemuute by the choshev avoiders there is. Hey, by the choshev avoid, this is a psul of hesach hadas. Al shma min al mutei avoid, this ain't lo shum chshibus, loy posul bo hesach hadas. Vahaynu de kom al mutei mai, and that's the shakl of Italian, in the Gemara. The Gemara says, li mutei why, so what are we memai? So first the Gemara wanted to say, we asifas afro mili maim, and the kiddush. The Gemara says, no, they have another posik, it says, le mishmeres. So the Gemara says, "Lefiyemes we are memayid ashlochas eitz erez ve'ezayv ushni seilas, because that's lav gufa de porim. Lemishmeres lemei nidoksid. So lemayse now it says lemishmeres, and from mishmeres agavucha let us see the Tosfos Yeshanim how the drasha goes from lemishmeres. The Tosfos Yeshanim says lemishmeres ksiv behum." The mili mayim v'kiddush nafki milu mishmeres lemei nido. Vasifas afro nafki lemei v'osav ishtoyer v'hoysel adas b'nei Yisrael lemishmeres. So we see, say by Yasifim, and sai by Sifa Safra, and sai by the Milui in Kiddush, it says Lemishmeres. So let us see Taisus. Lemishmeres lemei nidoksif. Teimoli im keim. So now we know that by Asifas Afro, Milui and Kiddush, there's a psul of Hesach Hadas. Im keim ha'itztoch kro b'shchito b'shreife. Ubahani, that's the Rishash's Girsa. And now we have psukim by five avoidis. Teisi chodemitarti utlas. So why does he have to say by all five? The lekel amei medena chanami. That's taka the truth. The loy tzrichi. Ela lahavelu shnei ksuvim. Aboim kechad veim elamdim. Befakert. You don't need the etzem psukim to tell us that by these there's a psul of hesach hadas. You can learn out one from the other. But to be memayit hashlochas eitzeres veize vishnitzelah, so there you need a limud of shnei ksuvim aboim kechad. So therefore, so the Torah had to write all these places that there is a psul, to be megale, that by shlochas, eitzeres veizei v'shnitza las, there's no psul. V'ho adikoma limute shloche mishum de gimel ksuvim boim kechel beim elamdim. So Taisa says that's not the emes of pshat in the Gemara. Chode de mashme de koma elo limute hashlochas eitzeres Dumya de lemute yasifas afro de mikore. Just like the Gemara had said before, that it comes to be memayit. Asifas afro, so we had just learned Taisus, that Taisus says that the mit of asifas afro does not work out shnei ksuvim aboim kechad. Well, sepasnit shnei ksuvim if you can't learn out one from the other. So kochach the mit of asifas afro is, since it says by the choshev avoidis, so I don't know by the not choshev avoidis. So now the Gemara is saying that we can't be memayit asifas afros because of a pasuk mishmeres. So I'm memayit al kapon mashlocha seitzeres. The mahu mikoyach yitzer koma, v'loy mikoyach beis ksuv maboim kechad kedefrishis. V'oy another kasha. Im mikoyach gimel ksuvim koma mayit hashlocha seitzeres. Im kein mai itzdach lemeime tam ledova de lav gufa de poroninu. That means, a time passed, if I want to make a mamatzinus, I can't be medame this to the others. This is lav gufa de porin. But if there's a drosha of, if there is a drosha of shnei ksubim aboim ke'echod eim alam, you don't have to give reasons. It's a gzeres akosu, v'memai et hashlochas eitzeres. V'yesh loimar, the shchit, so now Taisvis is going to say that be'emison you need the need psukim by shchite, by shreife, by asifas afro, mili and kiddush. And you can't learn that one from the other, or from the others. V'yeshloima the shchite loy osye mikulu. You can't learn out shchite from all of them. The malikulu sha'enom noyagim bechulam. Taimer b'shchite de lav avoidehi sheneheges b'chulin. Lohochi noimad le'mifsech esach hadas kemoi b'chulin. So Taisva says, you can't learn out shchite from all the others, because I would say all the others are not noig b'chulin. Shchite is noig b'chulin, so lav avoidehi. So this is not an avoideh, sheneheges b'chulin. So therefore, I would think there's no psul of hesach hadas kemoi bechulin. So that's why you need a posik by shchita shchita you couldn't learn out from the other four. Usreifa nami leosye mikulu. You can't learn out sreifa. Let it say all the other four not sreifa. The malikulu dinu sheyivsul bemesach hadas. By all the others, there's a psul hesach hadas. Tochosu miyad lehazot. As soon as you did this avoide, you can make azor right away. The miyad b'shash shchite mekabel adam k'del hazois. So the shchite is right before azor. V'chein ba'asifas afro. וכן בסיפס אפרו ומילוי מימיו וקידוש, רואים לאלטה להזו. So these are all avoiders which are right before Hazo. So therefore there's a psul of Hesach Hadas. Ma she'en kein b'sreifa. Sreifa, it's not before Hazo. You have time till you come to Hazo. So could be over there, there's no psul of Hesach Hadas. Now, l'chayre, Taisvis, the Gvura Sari asks Akasha on Taisvis. The Gvura Sari asks Akasha on Taisvis. Taisvis just now was Machadish Tunu Sforis. There's a Sforis that Shchite should not be a Psul of Hesach Hadas because Shchite is Isa Bechulin. So it's not called an Avoid. It's not Bechulin, so it's not called an Avoid. So there's no Psul of Hesach Hadas. There's a svore that Sreifa, there shouldn't be a psul of Hesach Hadas because it's rochik from Hazor. Yeah. So the Gvusari asks the Gemara before made a tzriches between Shchite and Sreifa. Why did the Gemara mention this svore? Taisus is Megala, a new svore now. The Gemara says it's different svores. You can't learn now from Sreifa because Sreifa is the Gemara. You can't learn now from Shchite. Shchite is the Tchile. You can learn now Sreifa. Say, you can't learn now Sreifa because Sreifa is not so much lazo. Why didn't the Gemara say these svores? That's what the Gevurah Sri asks on Taisvis. L'chayre, that's a kasha from the Gemara. L'davoini, it's very difficult to understand the svores. What is the logic? That sreife, there's no psul of Hesach Hadas because there's no hazor right afterwards. So what is? I mean, what's, why? And even the first pircha that Taisvis says, shchite, since it's Isa Bechulim, so it's not an avoider. Now, I don't understand this too well either. Bishloime, if we would eat the poradume, so I could say like this, like a kolben that's nechal. I could say, you know, the shchite, that has no shaychas with avoider. The shchite is, since we're going to eat it, you have to shecht it. So the avoider starts with Kabbalah, with Halacha, with Zrika, that's avoider. But the shchita, you have to eat. So mamela, the shchita is no shaychus with avoider. That would understand by a kolban and nechel, you could say such a svarim. But here we're talking about a poradumah that won't be eaten. So it's isa b'chulun. There's an inyan of shchita to be matel achila. But we're going to burn it. So why do you have to shecht it? So koch, son of says avoider of shchita. I don't understand the first svara of Taisvis either. Now, dachsich mir, pshat and Taisvis is, Taisvis is asking Akasha, you have five limudim, let's learn out one from four, one from three. Dachsich mir, there's a klal by Amad Tzad Pachin and Pirche Kodu. Here we're going with Amad Tzad already. So Amad Tzad, this is different. This is Yisra Bechulen, Sreife is not Somuch Lazoye. That's l'chayre pshat and Taisvis. By Matzad, you ask a pirche kodu. So if kaina manachdus, so lochenin, it wouldn't be shver the gvul saris kasha. The Gemara before speaking about, let's learn out shchite from sreifa, or sreifa from shchite. So there the Gemara would mention such pirches. You can't learn out sreifa from shchite because sreifa is not samach lazoye. So what? What shaychis is this? That's not a pirche mikoyach svore. So if you want to learn out a mamat, if you want to learn a sreifa from shchita, so you have to ask a gesunte kasha. You have to ask a kasha, ma'ala sreifa, ma'ala shchita, tchilas avoide. There's different types of kashas. These are sforadiki kashas. But here we're going, we have already four melamdim. So here those pirchas grad we don't have. So here the kasha is take, means let's learn out. So Taisis, I think Taisis means to say, now let's go a little further. So Taisva says, you can't learn out Shchita from the other four, you can't learn out Sreifa from the other four. Vasifas afro umilui meimeo v'kiddish, itzach miftavu v'mishmeres, demikulu loy osu, the malekulu shepsulim beisha ubalayda. We're going to have a gemara soon that all these other avoides are chomo, that an isha can't do it and it's possible laila. And these three, as if it's Afra, Mila, Imeimel, Vekiddush, Lemaise is Kshere Beish and Kshere Belaila. So you can't learn out. It's gringer than these other boys. The Eila Hakshe is a Maitzach Lemichtov Bechol Shloshto. Good. This is a new Pirche. So why you have to write by all three Basifas Afro, Milumai, and Vekiddush? Lichtoiv Bechad Minai. Let's write by a Sifas Afro that Hesachadas Pasol. So good. So now I see that even though it's Ksheira Beish, it's Ksheira Belaila, it's still a Psul of Hesachadas. V'neisu Inich Minai. Yeshloi Medeizim Em Shloihoye Nichtav Ayisi Memaitev Layisi Memaitev. I would be memayita. Lo yisi memayita shlochas aitzeres k'demaitin en hashte, kim danik sheirem be'isha ke be'isha shlochas aitzeres posel be'isha. So that means, if I know I have to be memayit some, that's for sure, so memayle, so if I have hashlochas aitz, and kiddush, I would zicha say hashlochas aitz is more homo, because hashlochas aitz is apostle Be'ishin, apostle Balailo. So that is why you have to, that's why the Torah to write specifically all those who is a psul of Hesach Hadas. So Mais and I am left out with hashlochas aitz. And hashlochas aitz, now I have a psapilchem, al hashlochas aitz, that it's not beguf haporim. Zok the Gemara weiter. Itma, shchitas, Poro Bezor. We had before Amachloikis, Rav Shmuel. Rav holds Shchitas Poro Bezor is Posul, says Alozon Chuke, and Shmuel holds Shchitas Poro Bezor is Kosher, says Veshochat Oiso Azor Shech Lefonov before Alozon. Now we have here different Amiroi. Rabbi Amay Omar Kshere. Rabbi Ami holds that it's kosher. Rabbi Yitzchak Navcha Omar Psula. He holds it's posel, like Rab. Ula Omar Kshere. V'omri lo Psula. Okay, so we have here Chilukei Deis if Shchitas Pora Bezor is kosher or posel. Mosiv Rabbi Yeshua Bar Abe L'siyuei L'Rab. So Rabbi Yeshua Bar Abe Es Takashe. And with this kasha, he brought a raya to Rav, that shchitas poro bezor is psula. Now, we'll come to the kasha later, but the Baal we're going to have a say, he's asking from a baraisa, and later from the hilach baraisa, we'll see this is a raya to Rav. The baraisa says as follows, Ein li elo hazoas meimel, by hazor, when it says when a person is maze mechatos, so by hazoas meimeo it says that you need an ish, a nekeves posel, and also there's a din, it says by yoim ashlishi, by yoim ashvi, that has to be hazor by yoim. So we know that the hazoas mechatos, when you metayer atomei, so the maze has to be a ish, and it has to be bayim. So the baraisa says as follows: Ein li ela hazos meimel she'en ksheirin beish ke beish ben ksheirin ela bayim minayin l'rabosh shchitoso v'kabolas domo v'azos domo usreifoso. Ashlochas eitz eres ve'eze v'shnisei last, that it's also posel be'isha and be'layla. Talmud loymer teire. So it says teire is this one. We'll have one halacha. Yochel shani marbe af asifas afro umilui mayim v'kiddush. That Asifas Afra Milamayim Vekiddush also should be Posel Balayla. Also should be Posel Beisha. Talmud Loimar Zois. There's a mute. So we have here a haloche by Hazoyes Mechatos that an Isha is Posel and Laila is Posel. Now we have here a ribui. Really, the Isha puzzle is a little confusing. Let's speak about Lila. We'll see soon. We have here a miut that we have here a miut that Lila's puzzle by Azois Mechatos. Now the shaila is, what's the halacha by Lila, by Shchite, by Kabbalah, by Azois Adam, by Shlochas Eitzer Ve'ezoiv, by Sreife? What is the halacha? So we have here a posik Teira. Teira is marbe that these things also are possible by Lila. What about Asifa Sa'ifa and Kiddush and Emilui Kiddush? So that is a miut zois. Not only hazois mechatos is possible by Lila, but Asifas Afro and Milui Vekiddush is kosher by Lila. Frekte bereise, umaro iso, that's true, it seems there's a ribui, teure is a ribui, and zois is a miut. Umaro iso le rabois es eilu ulohoitzi es eilu. How do you know the imam of this and imam of this? Acher sheribo hakosuf umiyit. Amrit arei onu lemeidim kuloi me'azo. So we learn out everything from azo, and now we have umaba other things dumyid azo, umayit other things which are not dumyid azo. Just like Azo is not kosher be'isha kebe'ish, ven k'sheirin ele b'yoyim. Hazo, it says, klor, an isha's posel. And by Hazo, it says that it's only kosher b'yoyim, it's possible b'laylo. Afani ovi shchitoso v'kabolas domo. Bazoas tom, usreifos, bashlochas eitzeres, ve'eze vishnitzei laz, hoyul ven ksheren be'isha kebe'ish, en ksheren elo be'yoyim. That means like this, that be'emison, by all these avoidances, it says be'feresh anisha's possible. And be'emison, the limud over here is there a psul laylo. So I say, so look, the psul laylo says by hazois meichatos. There it says the psul laylo. So I said everything that is similar to Azois Meichatos, that an Isha is possible, so Lila is also possible. So by all these Avoides, Shchiten, Kabbalah, and Azois Domon, Sreif, and Ashlochas, Eitzeres, there it says, Klo, an Isha is possible. So I say it has the same din. I have a ribui now of Torah that has the same din like Azois Meichatos, and it's possible by Lila. Umoitzi ani asifas afro milui mayim vekidush. Hoylu ksherim beisha kebeish ksherim nami beyoimu balayla. And about these three avoiders, which are kosher beisha, so that I'll use the meat and I'll say that's kosher balayla also. So that is the beraise that learns out from Azoyes Mechatos a psul laylo by the dvorim which an isha is posul, by the dvorim that an isha is not posul, there's no psul laylo. We're not up to the kasha yet. But let us first see Rashi. L'siyue l'rav, the omar poro shchitoso bezor psul. Rav had said that a shchitas zor is posul by a poradum. Azoas mei meho ein ksheiren beisha. The common meforishtem. Ven ksheira ele bayoim, dechsiv hu yischato boi bayoim ashlishi. So we see hazoyas kosher only bayoim. Minayim le rabbi shchitoso ve kabolas domo, vazoas domo, sreifoso, vashlochis heitzeres, veize vishnitelas. Vloyiu ksheirem ele bayoim. So Emerson, that's the ribui. That's the holima. The ilulinyin be'isha. The linyin be'isha ki be'ish. To tell me that an isha is not like an isha, ain't it's a ribui. The kuluk sivuhu ayalozo aykayim. By all of them it says other alozo aykayim. So all of them I know an isha is possible. So that I don't need the limud. The limud is to tell me that Lila is possible. So all these things, how do I know all these things that have a psul isha, they have a psul Lila. Bazoas doma el neuchich pnei oil moyed sheva pomi. Tamud loima teira, zois chukas ha teira, teira achas lechol avido. So all the avoiders have one teira, one aloche, that laila's possible. Now the Gemara says, but there's a miyut also, sifas afro, and then mili and kiddush, is kosher balaila. Tamud loima zois, as a kosov, tamud loima zois, as a kosov, kan kayim fa al teisig, only this. There's a meat after this kind, but they don't add on more. So the Baiser is Acha Shariba Kosov a meat, like Pirish, my Riba, my meat, Matale, Mosran, Elle, his Boinin Bo, SM, and Svesayosha. So the Baiser says, so for Kelt, so since that is Riba meat, so now we have to figure out what Mamaba, what Mamamai. Amritre Onula made them Kulame Azois me Meo, Shapsul, Halaila, Mapurish Boy, the Psulaila says by Azois me Chatos. So, Shank Shairim Beisha Kebeish, so all these are not kosher Beisha. Kedlakamo, Velokach Ezoi Vetovol Bamayim Ishtoyo. Hazoyo, you need an Ish? Ishtoyo? Okay. So now, let's go further. So, Mamel, we learned the Baraisi that from this Troshe, from Teure, we marbe, Shchite, Kabbalah, Azoyis Adam, Shreife, Ashlochas Eitzeres, that is possible by Laila. Now, what's the Kashe? We give a Kashe, and Shmuel Narai Tarab. In fact, the Gemara of Haimait Yufte, what's the Kashe? Ilaim mide psulim beisha psulim nami bezor. Maybe that's the kash. He says the Baraisa says that shchita is posel beisha. So you say, no, if it's posel beisha, it's posel bezor. So if the Gemara azor is me metach here. What's azor is not the same darga venisha. She psulim beisha ksheirim bezor. Azor ish toyer. Azor can make azoyas mechatos, but anisha can't make it. So what's the kasha? Amar Abaya hainu tiyuftei. Isha my time. How did the Baraisin know that by shchite an isha is possible? Where does it say that an isha is possible? We'll see in Rashi. By all the other avoiders, either it says a hakoyin or a lozo, so it says not an isha. But by shchite, where does it say that an isha is possible? Al kocher, you have to say, elozo v'loy isha. You have to say by the shchita says v'shachat isha lefonov. That's what it says. So if you learn like Shmuel, that v'shachat means whoever it is shechts, and it should be lifnei elozo. If you learn like Shmuel, so the v'shachat can be an isha also. So how is it so pushed to the baraisa that shchita is possible by an isha? So Al Korach the Barais held like Rav, Shochat Oisel Lefonov, he gave the porter to Alozo, Shochat Oisel and Alozo Shechze, Lefonov, and he's not Messiah that. So Al Koponim, so Al Korach the Barais Elohim Shat like Rav, that the Vishochat is going on Alozo. Oh, Vishochat is going on Alozo, so therefore Mamait and Isha. If Vishochat is going on Alozo, Mamait and Zor also. So we see from the Baraisa, that the Baraisa limshat in the Posik, just like Rav. Amarabai hainit yufte. Isha my time. Why are we Mamait Isha? No, Elozo v'lo Isha, so you have to say, because Vishochat is going on Elozo, and therefore not an Isha. Zolnami Elozo v'lo Izo. So if it's going on Elozo, so that alone is a miyut on Zor also. Zogt Rashi. Pahai mait yufti lishmu. What's the kasha from this parais on Shmu? Ineim amidiktoni shchita psula be'isha. Since the Braise says that she is possibly some psula nami bezol, so bezol hell, so you techiya, bezol is psula bish, and it's not possible bezol. So the Gemara says, no, isha my time, and menolay the shchita psula beisha. So now Rashi goes down the line. בישלוימה קבולס דומו, בזועס דומו כסי, לוקח אלוזה הכהן מדום, היינו קבולה. והיא זל נויכח פני אלמוית, היינו הזוסה, סוצס כלו בי קבולה נזויה, נראה לוזה. אנחנו נאמרת, היינו הזוסה. וסריף נעמי לאל מיני כסיב כהן. It says בסוף הישלפון, לאל מיני כסיב כהן. והודר וסורס על פורב לעין עובד הלוזל. השלוחס סמי מילים. So they also, it says קוין. So we know not אישה. השלוחס עץ ועזב קוין כסיב. It says וישלח הקוין. בסייך סייפס הפורב. אלו שחיתה מהיך. How do you know שחיתה? Now, when I learned this Rashi, I had a lot of problems in this Rashi. Rashi explains, we have, where all the miyutim are, which are mamayit isha. Shechita will come later, that's the Gemara's Raya Torah. But Rashi says the others are very good. Kabbalah, it says, Volokach alozar hakoyin midoma. It's alozar hakoyin, so that's not an isha. And then it says, Vehizo, that's right, alozar hakoyin. Fine. Sreifo, how do you know Sreife? Sreife nami le'el minei ksiv koin. So there's no le'el minei ksiv koin. Le'el minei ksiv alozo. It says alozo. That's the next posik. The posik says, v'lokach alozo koin midomo v'hizo. So that's that. And then it says alozo. And then the next posik, v'sorach oiso lefono. V'sorach oiso lefono. So if it's la'el minei, it's not la'el minei ksiv koyin, la'el minei ksiv alozo. So it should be alozo. That was one ha'ora I had. Then Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, Rashi vataiches the posik, v'sorach es ha'poro le'ein, then Rashi says, what's v'sorach es ha'poro le'einov de alozo? So Rashi learns shat that le'einov is going on alozo. So v'sorach is going on a koyin. If there's no koyin before, the pasuk before speaking about a lozo, and if v'sorach is going on, if v'sorach is not going on a lozo, the way Rashi said, so memele, so then it's not going on a koyin either. Number one. Number two, L'chayre Rashi is saying fakert from the Gemara before. When Rashi is bringing down this drosha, v'soref, Rashi agavuches v'taitches pshat in the posik, Rashi could have been finished. The v'soref is going on koin, the ksiv le'el minei. But then Rashi v'taitches the posik, v'soref es ha'poro le'einov te'elozo. So Rashi is saying v'sorach is not going on a loza. That's what Rashi says klo. V'sorach is not going on a loza. Someone else is saying it, not a loza. So Bamisin, this is a stira to the Gemara before. The Gemara before, we just learned the Gemara before. The Gemara said, how do you know that by Sreifa there's a psul of Hesach Hadas? So the Gemara says, Shmuel learns out v'sorach hasapor aleinov, that is a psul Hesach Hadas. Rav also learns that v'sorach es ha'poro le'einov. So the Gemara says klo before that v'sorach is going on a lozo. That's klo the Gemara. The Gemara says before klo that v'sorach is going on a lozo. And v'shochat ois is a machlokes Rav v'Shmuel. Rav says it's going on a lozo also, and Shmuel says that it's going on a zol. But v'sorach, that's the Gemara before klo v'sorach is either going on a lozo. And Le'einov is telling me that Hesach Hadas is possible. And Be'emison, the Taisus Yishonim brings down a Sifri. That that the Sefri says that the Soraf is going on Azot. Taisi Shishonim Daf V'Rav. Membeis the Medalef, Kibur Masl V'Rav. Let's find, yeah. The top taste was on Omid base. It's going on Omid base on Medalev. The Rav had beschite, the had beschreife utzrichi. That's on that Membeis Omid base, on the second column, but it's going on Omid base on Medalev. The Rav had beschite, the had beschreife utzrichi. Teme. Le Rav de Islay le Kamon, da filu koin hedjit kosher me hazovi ilach. We can never get more daf mem gimel. The Gemara Daf Mem Gimel says that by, according to Rav, let us just know what Tosfos is speaking about. Rav had a problem. Rav learned Chumash as follows. The first pasuk says, V'shochat oiso lefonovs. What does that mean? That Elozo made shchite. What's the next pasuk? The next pasuk is, V'lokach hakoyin Elozo midomo v'hizo. So Rav had a problem. We're talking about a loza. So why did he say, v'lokach a loza? We're just talking. He just shechted it. But he said, v'shochat oisul upon the loza shechted it. He should say, v'lokach, he should take the dam. Why did he say, v'lokach a loza? The Gemara later asks this kasha. Rav had a problem. It was speaking about a loza. So Rav says, this ain miyat achem miyat ela l'rabbis. That's fakel. The first pasuk says, v'shochat oisul upon of that a loza has to shecht. Fine. It's a loza, not a zot. The next pasuk says, Nachamu, Alozo, there's another meat, that Alozo has to make Kabbalah, but this is already, that it's not necessary, this meat, because if it wouldn't say Alozo, though it's going on Alozo. So Rav learns that Kabbalah in Hazoye is kosher with a Kohen Hedyot, not with a Kohen God. You don't need a Kohen God. Now let's see this thesis. V'rav chad b'shchit v'rav b'shreif atzricha teima. L'rav d'isle l'kamon v'afilu koin hedjit koshem e'zo v'eilach is lukmi l'kro k'pashtei. So now, the posik is the Eilam should know how the Seder HaPsukim. The Psukim are as follows. The pasuk is Bamidbar Yutes, pasuk Gimel. Let us see three psukim, and then we'll understand what's happening over here. Yutes Gimel. Unesatem oisal alozer akoyin. That's clear. You give the parrot alozer. Vahoytzi oisal mechutz lamachna. Alozer takes it out. Vishochat oisal lefono. Here we have a machloikis. Vishochat oisal. Let's learn now according to Rav. So Rav says, and Elozo shechts it. V'lokach Elozo rakoyim midomo. Now this Elozo is a brick, because if we're speaking about Elozo, it should say, v'lokach midomo. I say, let's say Elozo rakoyim. So the Gemara says that Elozo, according to Rav, Elozo rakoyim is a miyut achamiyut, a miyut achamiyut ela l'rabois, that a koyin hedyut is also good. So v'lokach, so let's learn right. V'lokach koyin hedyut midomo betzboi. So a kohen hedyot can make kabbalah, the hizal neichach pnei olmoid midomer sheba pomim, and this kohen hedyot can make azo also. Now the next pasuk of sreife v'soraf es haporo le'eino, esreife v'soraf v'stom al pirusha yisrael. Now who's this v'soraf going on? So according to Rav, the v'soraf we just started speaking about a kohen hedyot who makes kabbalah in hazoya. And the next pasuk is going on before v'soraf es haporo le'eino, and the kohen hedyot burns the poro le'eino of Elozo. So the Gemara asked the kasha on the medalef on Rav, what does Rav do with this pasuk v'soraf es haporo le'eino? Rav has no problems. He this will learn kipshutoi. V'soraf is going on the kohen hedyot. And he burns it, Lain of Shalalosa. What's the problem?
V'shochat oisul upon, he learns it's going on a loss, a finish. So there you learn there's a psul hesachadat. But according to Rav, v'shochat, according to Rav, v'shochat is going on a kohen hedyet. So my real v'shochat is a poro le'enot. Okay, let's just jump the gun a little bit. The Gemara says later about Mem Gimel, how did Shmuel learn the psukim? Shmuel learned different the psukim. Shmuel learned as follows. Shmuel learned, v'shochat oisul lefonov, azor shechts, in front of a loss. Now it says v'lokach, now you make Kabbalah. Who makes Kabbalah? I don't know who makes Kabbalah. It says azor shechts, in front of a loss. Who makes Kabbalah? So the post said, v'lokach aloza rakoyin midoma. No, Kabbalah aloza made. Azor shechts, aloza made. Now we're speaking about Alozo. The Sorab, so Alozo, right there Alozo. The Sorab has a poro le'eno. So now Alozo is seichif the poro. So according to Shmuel, the posik the Sorab is speaking about Alozo. So Shmuel said, that is a psula. So here the posik sounds as a psula as a radar. We're speaking about Alozo. The Sorab has a poro. According to Shmuel, the Pasuk is speaking about Alozo, and the Pasuk is telling us that the Sreif of Alozo, it should be Leinov, it should be Messiah Das. According to Rav, the Pasuk is speaking about a Kohen Hedyet, and the Pasuk lanes the Sorav as a Poro Leinov, that the Kohen Hedyet should burn it, and Alozo should stand, and watch it. So what's the kasha on Rav? What did he do with the pasuk of Vesorov? He didn't have a pasuk of Vesorov. Hilam shot in the pasuk that Vesorov is speaking about a kain hedyit is burning it in front of a lozo. There's no din of hesach hadas over here. Shmuel had a pasuk that it's speaking about a lozo. Shmuel learns the pasuk about a lozo. Rav learns the pasuk is speaking about a kain hedyit. This is the Taisa Shishonim's kasha. It's a merdik kasha. Let us see anything to Taisa Shishonim. The Rav had beshchite, the tubsuke one beshchite, the had beseifa tzriche. Taima, le Rav de Israel le kamon, da filu koyin hedyit kosha me azovila. So the posik of the lokach koyin is speaking about a koyin hedyit. The next posik, the sorav, is speaking about this koyin hedyit. So memele in le'enov is speaking about le'eni alozo. Why does he need a new posik to tell us Hesach Hadas is possible by Shreifa? The posik is speaking about Hesach Hadas. The posik is speaking about that the Kohen has to shecht and the Lozo should watch. Kohen has to be Shreif and the Lozo has to watch. Yeshloima, Tenachanami, the Gemara could have answered that. But the Gemara wanted that just like, the Gemara could have said it, but the Gemara wanted to say just like Vishochat Oiso, Rav Darshan is going on a lozo, so the Gemara wanted to say, Afilu you say Vishochat Oiso is also going on a lozo, so you have two psukim on Hesachadas. The Kitzer. So Abba Kaponim, the Gemara before learned Klal that Sailoit Rav and Sailoit Shmuel, The posik is speaking about that a lozo is being seirefed. Boho de sanye besifri v'sorav es haporo le'enov sheyachem seiref mistame ve'lozo roye heine de loike ravish muldoch. So Taisa says there is a sefri that learns like that, but that is not like asugi. Asugi learn pshat the sorav es haporo le'enov that this is going on a lozo. Now let's go back to Rashi again. So let us see Rashi. Isha my time minolon the shchite psula beisha. How do we know that shchite is possible by nisha? Bishloi me kabolas dome bazos domaksi v'lokach aloza rakoyin midome. It says this posse kaine kabola. V'hiz al noichik neyel moyit haina azoso. It says this posse. Asreifa nami le'elmine ksiv koyin. So we asked before that it doesn't say koyin, it says alosa. So could be Rashi is going according to Rav. According to Rav, alosa is a tamiyat achamiyat, it doesn't mean alosa, it means koyin. So asreifa nami le'elmine ksiv koyin.
Hoda v'sos apor v'le'ein of the elozo. So somehow Rashi wants to say, we're learning pshat in a b'raisa over here. So for some reason Rashi wants to say pshat, Rashi saying pshat in the b'raisa d'achstuch mir, according to Rav and according to the Sefri, like the Stasis Yishonim says. That l'chair is pshat in Rashi. V'ashlochas eitz v'ezev koyinksim, ela shchita meheiche, how do you, where does it say shchita? So, Kochi, you have to say, Allah's of Loisha. Well, Kochacha, Vishachat Oisa Lepon, of Allah's of Koi. So, Vishachat is going in Allah's of Kadorish Lei. Tana, Kirat, the Isha, Acha, Shoichet, Vallah's of Roy, Kadorish Mu, Mehechim, and Mait Isha. Elam Allah's of Dorish Lei, Tana. So, Kochi, the Tana learned that Vishachat is going in Allah's of. Chechet, the Mait Isha, Mehoch, and Maitin, and Ami. So, so when Mamayit Azor also. Let us see the Gemara weiter. Omar Ula. Kol ha-parshe kulo. Mashma moitzi miyad mashme. Umashme memela. Ula said that the Gemara is going to go now through the Parshas Poreh. So he says in Parshas Poreh there's no set oifen halimut. That means there are some psukim that the seder of psukim means like this. When you'd learn posik aleph, so I'd have a mashmois. So Pasuk Beis is coming to be mafkia from the mashmois I heard from Pasuk Aleph. So you have a whole bunch of psukim like this. That's mashme moitzi miyad mashme. That means from Pasuk Aleph you think like this. So Pasuk Beis tells you don't think like this. It's fakel. There's another oifen that mashme memela. What's mashme is like that fak. It's not the the mashmois from the first pasuk remains. So Ula is saying in the parsha of parsha's poreh, there's no set pattern. There are some psukim which are mashme moitzi miyad mashme, and there are some psukim which are mashme memel. There's no set pattern in the parsha. Let us see Rashi. Kol ha parsha kula shel poreh kemoish avodoseo sedura izu achazu. Mashma moitzi miyad mashma. Umashma memela. Kshetedadig bo, einoch yochel lahashvois shitas aparsha bishop. You be medadig in the parsha. There's not one pattern. Sheyil kol mikroise shovim zeim ze. Elo yesh behem. Shemashma mikro ze. The mashmois of the second posse. Moitzi miklau mashme mikro shalafona. It's moitzi from the mashmois of the first post. Mashe posel ze, ichshir ze, imash ichshir ze, poisel ze. That's one pattern we see in the parsha. Yesh bo mikro is, v'yesh bo, let us see the Dagos Marav Ranschenberg. V'yesh bo mashmois mikro is, there are mashmois mikro is, a mashme. Shemiskaimim emeile. That remain. Shehamashme horishoin. That the first mashmois. Oimid bimkoimoi. Veini moitzi miklal chaveire. That means the mashmois horishoin remains. And nothing is moitzi from that. O lefisi durun. So how do you know which is which? Lefisi durun. Yeshloch olohovim. Mao am moitzi miklal chaveire. Umi mashme emeile. Now Ula's gonna darshan the whole parsha, but Al Kaponim is telling you, don't be disappointed if you see that there's no pattern in this parsha, because Sazoi Arbatis, it works, without a pattern. Now we're starting now we're gonna start the parsha, the drosha. Unesatem oiso el alozer hakoin. So there's a miyut. Oiso el alozer hakoin. Oy soh la loza, voloy le doyres la loza.
This is a mashme, that's, there's no stira to this. Only this poro was to the skam.
Now what, but doyres, it's not to the skam. What is le doyres?
It's a machloikis now.
Ike da amri, le doyres pekoyin godel. Ike da amri, le doyres pekoyin hekit.
It's a machloikis.
Fragt die Gemorre Bischleim, Laman, die Omele Deiris, Bekoyin, Hedje, Tschapir.
That's very good.
Laman, die Omele Deiris, Bekoyin, Godel, Minolein. Laman, die Omele, that says, Le Deiris, Bekoyin, Godel, Minolein. How does he know? If it says, not a losus, how do you jump to Koyin, Godel? You don't even need a scan. The Gemorre, Gomal, Chuke, Chuke, Miyoy, Makipur. Make a shava, but you keep in the kind godel, see also need a kind godel. Dr. Rashi, la loso suzgat. Bishlam la mandi omele deiris bekoyin head ye chapel. Kim le kovo la krob head ye scan, like koyin godel, kolke hanem ksheirin bo. Aber, yeah.
So, that's one mashmois that remains. Weiter.
It says, venosna oiso la loso. Now, what does the loso do with the poro? Vahoitzi oiso. He takes out the por, also a meal. Shaloyoitzi acheres imo. When he takes out the por, he only takes out one por and not two. Kiddisnan, we learned a Mishnah. What happens, loyhoiso por, oitzi lotzeis? What if the por does not want to go out? Ein meitzi in imo, so the Mishnah chayne mesechtes por says you have a problem. Like this, if a poro doesn't want to go, you put an oil around its neck and you schlep it. It's a medafnish that they handle and they met a poro. But a poro adum is a big of miyuchesis, like all other oils. So memele, she has a mind of her own. So memele, so there would be an eitzim maybe to entice her and motivate her to go out, you'll take another poro with her. Like the other poro will put an oil already on her and she'll get in company with the other poro. We don't take out a black poro with her. The people will say maybe they shechted the shchoira. You don't take out a poro aduma with her. And each one is a kosher poro aduma. Shloyimru shtayim shochetu. That they shouldn't say that shtayim shochetu. That they shechted both. Rebbe Yoimer, you don't take out. Rebbe Yoimer, loy min Hashem huze, elimishim shenema, oiso levada, zagzeire sakosu. It says, vaitziyu oiso. The Tanakama hoxi voiso, so what does the Tanakama have to make ganze geschäften, shloyoimru? Man Tanakama Rab Shimini. The Tanakama is Rab Shimini. The Dorish Taime Dikro. Sicher, everything derives from the oiso, but he darshens Taime Dikro. Mai binayu, ike binayu, the apik chamoir bahado. So take out a chamur together with it, with the poros. So according to Rab Shimon, it will be permissible. According to the Katanakam, it will be permissible. According to the Rebbe, it will be possible because it's there, not possible, it will be also. Because it says, oiso levado. Let us see Rashi. Shalayimru shtayim shochetu. So it says by, we shouldn't take out a psaporadume with it, two poradume, shalayimru shtayim shochetu. The kaimulon shekol melochais anasais imo poislois oiso, kedisnan kolo oisik beporo mitrilo viatsoif poislon oiso bemeloche. V'kamon nami omrinin v'shochat oiso shlo yishchoit acheres imo. Now, Rashi, Bemison, the Gvur Sari explains, because the Taisi Shoshanim here also, that Bemison, Rashi, is telling us two different droshes why when you shecht two poros at one time it's possible. There's one psul of a psul meloche. That means if I'm doing something else, if I'm doing something else while I'm shechting the poro, let's say I'll have one long knife. It's a short, I'm making a shechita, so I'll shech two behemoths at a time. So memele, so that's a psul of hesach hadas. That means I'm shechting a behemoth, and I'm shechting the poro also. So if I have an intent to do both, so the rotzen to shech the other behemoth, so that pasul shechita sapor, that's a psul hesach hadas. What if he was not mechaven to shechta behemoth? Let's say it was done shaloi bekvon. He didn't know that there was another behemoth standing there, and he was standing far away. He can't look at blood. So he just shut his eyes, and another behemoth was standing there, and he gave it one shechit, and he shechted two behemoths. So then the Gemara says, als psul meloche, there's no psul meloche, because he was only involved in shechting the por. Lamaisa tzach geshocht in another behemoth. Or, in another case, let's say by two poradumas. By two poradumas, there's no psul of hesach hadas. He wants to shecht both. So he's not masich das and shechitas pora. Forget, he wants to shecht two poradumas. So there's not a psul of meloche. There's a different psul. There's a psul v'shochet oisav loy oisav achavata. V'shochet oisav ishchet acher asimo. So there's be'etzim, there's a psul meloche by a shechoira. There's a psul, if he's mechaven for the shchoire, there's a psul meloche. If he's not mechaven for the shchoire, the Gemara, let's just say one more knaich, so the Gemara, so it's not considered a shchita of the shchoire, if the shchoire behold shchita tzricha kabone, so then it would be kosher. By shchoire it's only possible if he has kabone. And if he has kabone, so then there'll be two psulim. One psul is a psul meloch, and the second psul that he's making two shchitas. By two poros, there's only one psul. There's no psul of psul meloch, because he's concentrating and shechting pora adumis. But there is a psul of v'shachat oisa shloishchot acher asima. So Akoponim, the Tanakama said that the reason the Torah asked to take out with the poraduma another pora, the shchira or dos, is shaloyimru that people will say that there was a psul in the shchita. People might think there was a psul in the shchita. So therefore the Torah says, don't take out another pora. Yishum shenema oisa, vahoitzi oisa. The door is time of the cross. So the Tanakame holds like Rab Shimon, the Boba Metzia. That Rab Shimon said, Ashtik Teure, Almone Ashire me mashken in oisa, ani eim me mashken in oisa. The Posik says, you can't take a mashken from an Almone. And Rab Shimon said, Ashtik Teure, you know that Tavkan Almone ani you can't take a mashken, but Almone Ashire you could take a mashken. Why? Because why? What's the whole reason you can't take a mashkin from Amonim? Because you have to return it if she's an aniya. But a messiah shame rabbi shchein yisrael. So the malbo v'tzich dreyin by the Amonim will be my shame rana. Oh, but an Amona ashire, she doesn't have to return it, so he can take a mashkin. That's Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon is the time of the club. So Mameli said here also the whole reason the Torah asked to take out a shchoire or an adumah together with the first pore, is shelo yoimru that there will be a psul in the shchita. So memele, so what'll be the apik chamoir bahado? Which a chamoir you're not shechting, you don't shecht a chamoir. Tanakam is shori, the leker shema yoimru. People know you won't shecht a chamoir. So memele, so there won't be a psul in the shchita. So you can take out a chamoir. And the Rebbe also, the ha oisa ksib, it says oisa.